Hey friends, it's the 29th of September. We have two hymns left this month, and I want to share with you an old plantation hymn. This hymn was likely composed, but no one knows for sure, but it was likely composed by enslaved African Americans in the 1800s. This spiritual song was first published in William Barton's Old Plantation Hymns. And these slaves who sang this song were going through so much, and they were no strangers to pain and suffering themselves. And there's a frightening connection in the lyrics to the lynching that so many of these slaves witnessed when it talks about hanging on a tree. Yet, I'm sure that these in slavery understood that Jesus took not only horrific physical abuse and was murdered, but that he took the emotional pain of bearing the world's sin on his shoulders. Now, that's an unimaginable type of pain that none of us can really fathom or fully understand. This song is in each of the verse. It's a very simple style of writing with so much power. And the continuing questions in this song that are so tender and beautiful were not meant to be taken literally. These questions aren't questions that people are to answer a yes or no to, but it's a song that's written so that we remember what Jesus did for us. Let's look at the questions that the song asks. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? The next verse, were you there when they nailed him to the cross? The next verse, were you there when they pierced him in the side? And then the last verse, were you there when the sun refused to shine? And that elicits the memory of when the sky went dark and Jesus said those haunting words, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus, in full humanness, experiencing the pain of taking the sin of the world on his shoulders. So as we listen to this song today, take special note to the word tremble. And when I think of trembling, I think of shuddering, knowing these things, that Jesus was hung on a cross, that he was pierced on the side, and in all that he went through that day. Let's pray today and let's give thanks to him for what he did. Lord, it makes me shudder. It makes me almost physically tremble when I allow myself to imagine the pain you went through. Lord, not just physical pain, but the emotional pain of taking my sin and millions of others' sins on your shoulder that day on Calvary. And Lord, I'm not capable of fully understanding the weight of that. I can't imagine. But what I can do is, even though I can't relate and I can't fully imagine or even come close to imagining, I can say thank you. Thank you for taking those nails in your hands and in your feet. Thank you when you could have jumped off that cross at any moment. You could have kept yourself from going on it in the first place, yet you understood the Father's will because you walked with the Father. Thank you so much, Jesus, for that. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you would love me that much. Thank you.